laying on the floor?
Yeah, because I moved into a new apartment and I have zero furniture other than this camp chair behind me.
I like that camp chair.
Yeah, I don't have a table though, so couldn't put my laptop anywhere except the ground. We're back. How long? Okay, thank God.
It's been a while, everybody. It's been a while. We're gonna burn up all of our old bits from season one in the next 5 seconds. So I have with me the DVD case of Air Bud. I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, welcome back to the Dad Podcast. This is season two. I'm going to make it that way because we missed a whole gosh darn month and we want to make it seem like we know what we're doing. This is season two, episode one.
It's good. Yeah. Sorry we were gone. Life gets in the way sometimes, you know? So... not anymore, though. Now I have an apartment, so we can we're doing it. This is it.
So that's honestly what got in the way last month. Just because Chad was trying to be respectful to the wonderful Eric and Elijah for letting him stay with them, and he didn't want to interrupt them and be loud and stuff, because sometimes we get a little crazy over here on the Dad Podcast.
Yeah, we get a little loud, and I was like... Well, we can't record when they go to bed because I'll laugh a lot and they'll be trying to sleep, and we can't really do it because we all get home at the same time. So,
tell us about your new apartment.
Boy, one, I've realized owning a home. Okay, I don't own a home, but having an apartment, renting alone is like throwing money in a fire pit. So. It's essentially like I spent so much fucking money. Like, surprisingly, I didn't have like a deposit or anything, so that was nice. But, I did like a small security deposit, which, by the way, is bullshit. We don't have to get into it. Capitalism, whatever. Yeah, but like, I got a new apartment, man. It's crazy. I live alone for the first time in my life. I'm alone. I mean, not in like a bad way. Don't pity me. I kind of like it. I'm slightly introverted, and I like it a little bit.
No, it's great, man. Like, you are physically alone, and that is good. I think that's healthy.
Yeah, and like when I want to hang out with people, Eric and Elijah have been really cool, and they're like, hey, we know what it's like to, you know, live somewhere and not have any friends, so not many. Right. I kind of messed that up. But, yeah, like,
excuse me.
If you ever just want to come over on a weeknight, just tell us and we can watch some It's Always Sunny. And I was like, that sounds good.
Hell, yeah. Guys, also, I want to point out that that was the first burp of season two.
Really running through the bits, huh? How far are we in?
Oh, man. Now I just need to eat something, preferably a jelly bean.
Ew. Cam says that we have bits. No. Cam has bits.
You have a bit, and that's hating on my bits.
Yeah. That's okay, yeah. So I'm already tired of my bit, so I can't believe anyone else is enjoying it.
Two.
Just ate dinner. So, well, early dinner. You just ate it again. Yeah, yeah. Some of it, I had to chew it, some of it again, just now.
What'd you eat?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I've talked about this. I probably have. Living in Texas, there's this market. It's a store, but like a Walmart type of kind of department store. Not a department store. It's a fucking place where you can go to get food and stuff.
A grocery store.
Yeah, so I've talked about HEB literally on the last one. Herman Edward Butts, which is cool. He started a store, and it's called H-E-B. Yeah. But there's this place called La Fiesta Grocery.
Mm, ethnic.
And, well, yeah, Texas is, you know, very south. So
Tex-Mex.
Yeah, there's a lot of I haven't really found any, like, authentic Mexican. There's just a ton of Tex-Mex food, which is – I've never had Tex-Mex, really. And
what is that, armadillo with salsa on it?
Maybe.
Armadilla?
Probably. Ooh. Armadillo. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, so they have, like, super cheap meats because it's kind of like the poor people store.
Heard of it.
It's whatever. But, yeah, so I got some chicken from there that's literally $2 a pound, mm-hmm. and it's, like, seasoned.
Ooh.
Like, they marinate it in, like, their Fiesta marinade.
Oh, and yeah.
It's so good, man. Like, if and when you come visit, I'm going to make you some GD Fiesta chicken because it's real good.
You know how to woo a girl.
Yeah, I do. That's we'll get into that later.
Guys, oh, it feels so good to be back. We have so much on the agenda. I feel like I need to catch you all up on Date with the Dad Bod. Chad's got some Date with the Dad Bod, it sounds like. We've got Bander Porno coming your way. Oh, yeah, and if you haven't seen it, that was my captain, my airplane pilot impersonation.
We'll be flying in here in 20 minutes. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, I did post my video of me trying the bio bidet for the first time.
Ooh, yeah.
And I make the most real noise ever. It was... I
was just shy of an orgasm.
It was.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready at that time. It was a very consensual thing, but kind of one of those things where, like, as soon as it happened, you're like, ooh, why'd I agree to that? But the noise is more like a, whoa! And if you want to see that, it's on our Twitter.
Very accurate. That made me think of the John Mulaney bit where he's like, ooh, I'm sorry.
But now I use my bio bidet at least 3 times a day.
Are you shitting 3 times a day?
Absolutely.
That's a lot.
You don't?
No.
I think I shat 6 times on Friday.
Holy fuck. Wow.
I got real drunk Thursday night. No, I'm sorry. I shat 6 times yesterday. I got real drunk Friday night.
Oh, was that the Sonic night or was that on Thursday?
That was the night I wanted Sonic, yes, but didn't get it.
Okay, yeah, that was Friday. Okay, yeah.
But
I saw those Snap stories.
Can I talk about that real quick?
Just yeah, please.
Real quick story. So I went to see. I've been seeing a lot of concerts lately, Chatty.
That's good.
Most recently, I saw Lights open up for a band called Paris, spelled with a V. And
of course,
Piverus. Yeah. Like Chiverges.
Yeah, like you put, yeah, like it's like a thing bands do now where they don't use vowels and they just use V's instead of A's.
Right. So I went to see Lights and Piverus. I took my good buddy Mitchell and I got unnecessarily wasted.
Yeah, classic.
But, you know, but during the show, it was Friday night. I just got paid. Like I'm like, yeah, like I do. like a high functioning alcoholic. So I get to this show, and we're drinking, and we're at this bar, and this girl comes up to me while I'm ordering a drink. She taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and I don't know who this person is. And okay. I cannot hear her very well, and she's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, hey, I'm good. How are you doing? And she's like, it's Kelsey. And I go, I don't know who that is because she looked like a girl that I'd gone on a couple dates with and her name was Becca. And so I expected her to say it's Becca. But when she said Kelsey, just I was too drunk. I could not for the life of me figure out who she was. And I hate that because I'm very good with names and faces. Like, I know people.
There's and, that bit.
Yeah, my bad. And then, so then she like pushes her bangs back and she's like, I just got my bangs cut. I'm Craig's girlfriend, Kelsey. And I go, oh, Kelsey, I know you. And like, I gave her a big hug and I'm like, I am so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. But I ran into my good friend, Craig's girlfriend, who I met once. I think I talked about it. We all went to Pinewood Social like, a couple months ago when they were visiting.
Yeah,
it was great. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what a small freaking world. And she was there with her sister. They love Paris. And so, like, me and Mitchell hung out with them for the rest of the night. It was really fun. But I felt so bad because I did not recognize her. But the best thing about this entire night was I got there to the venue, and it's at Marathon Music Works, if anyone's seen shows in Nashville. The parking there is, it's all free, but you have to find it, and it, like, it's a nightmare to find parking. And I got there early, and so, like, I finally park in this little lot of, like, gravel behind some porta-potties. And I only did this because I followed a truck in there, and there were three other cars lined up and parked. So I parked between this truck and this other car, and there was, like, this semi-truck who was about to leave that lot, and a bunch of people, like, loading shit onto it. And I'm like, okay, this should be fine. So I come out after the show, and I have to step across caution tape to get to my car, and I'm the only car in the lot at this point. I'm like, hold on a second. What's happening here? What are they trying to do? How did other people get out? These people had to make a conscious effort to box me in. And I'm like, there were no signs. Sure. There was nothing. Someone put up caution tape and I got my car here. So I get in.
I start up my car. I put my seatbelt on. Check on my windows. I have the automatic ones where you can reposition them.
And I back out, and I'm like, okay. And I Snapchat it, and I'm like, I got to go through this caution tape. And it goes up my windshield, and clear it. And I'm like, oh, cool. I did it. Like, it's fine. And then I look out the window, and the caution tape is on the ground. Like, no longer above the ground, not doing its job. It's just caution tape on the ground.
You could say you threw caution to the wind.
Oh!
God damn it.
I sure did. And then the next part, the best thing is, the next day, around 5 p.m., I leave the house. I'm about to go to the gym. And on the very top of my car, around my little antenna, is just the tiniest sliver of that caution tape. And I go, oh, man.
Oh man, the best part is you were driving with that on your car.
Yeah.
And I mean like at night probably no one noticed, but
yeah,
it'd be an interesting like, did this man flee a crime scene? Like what a, like your neighbors are walking by
in a Chevy
and they're
Sonic.
Like, this fucking guy killed somebody and then drove his car out of the caution area.
This motherfucker Grand Theft Auto'd a 2014 Chevy Sonic. Hatchback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much. Hatchback.
So that was my weekend.
Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds fun.
Chad, what else have you been up to? Let's try to catch everyone up as the best we can. Normally we do how was your week, but how was your month?
How was your month, baby?
Well, God, there's so much. I started a new job.
Hey!
So, listen, I'm balling, baby.
Yeah, you're kind of killing it right now.
I got a good job. Mm-hmm. Just making phone calls, sending emails, cold calling all day, but it pays really well, and it's what I wanted to do when I moved out here. So, I'm doing that. Probably shouldn't name the company just for like
Apple.
No. Dude, Apple that'd be... Austin. Google does have a place in Austin, and I'm like, I'm going to stay here for a while, see how it goes, and then see if I can't get in at Google. But, I mean, that's like the short-term plan. Anyway, yeah, but... Yeah, I started a new job. It's going well. I like tried to save up some money, but I also was paying stuff off as I was getting paid that I owed from not having money for 2 months. So like, yeah, but I was like, I need an apartment. Like it's just like, Eric and Elijah are so great. And like, I'm really glad they had me, but like, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's hard to sleep on a futon and like not really have your own space.
Yeah, so, man. No, you need your own space.
Yeah, and I'm pretty introverted. So like, I mean, they're super like good about, you know, respecting that or whatever, but it's also like I just want to be alone, super alone. Yeah. So and like, yeah, they understood that. But
right.
I was like, I need to get a place, and I just like started kind of looking. I like went on an apartment tour.
Ooh.
I went on 3 apartment tours. The first one, it was like $800 a month. And I was like, and they were like, only $500 deposit. And I was like, well, I mean, like in Indy, our house was like about $1,000 a month. I mean, we split it 4 ways, but like,
yeah,
our house, our 4-bedroom house was about $1,000 a month. And we, our deposit was rent. Like, so like we had to put in like 200 something each on that deposit, but mm-hmm. So I was like, 500, that's good from my experience. But like, then I toured another place and the place where I'm at now, and they were both like, yeah, if your credit checks out, you don't have to have a deposit. And I was like, oh, okay. But so the first place, I go into this apartment, they like advertise it as having a washer dryer. It's kind of in a cool area. But I walk in, first thing I smell is mold, and I was like,
that's
okay.
A great first impression.
Yeah, and like the girl showing it to me, God bless her heart, was like, she pulls up in a Porsche like SUV, and I'm like, ooh, she's ballin'. Mm-hmm. Got a Cayenne, the new one, damn, you know. But like, she shows me this apartment, and she's like, as soon as she opened the door, she was like, this guy does not fucking want this place. Like, she probably saw my face because I was like, oh, this is I thought I was touring an apartment. It seems as if I'm touring the back of a garbage truck, but
that's
it's
like
fine.
Swiping right on a girl on Tinder.
God,
you text a little bit. You meet at a restaurant. Let's call it Applebee's. And you walk inside.
How many states do you want Applebee's?
You text her. And you go, hey, I'm inside, just come in whenever. Or no, she texts you that, and you walk in, and she smells like mold. That's exactly what that's like.
Yeah, in a way, sure. Yeah, okay, just, you know, fine. Yeah, exactly, you're right. Just, you know, just save some time. But yeah, so... I walk in there, it smells like mold. There's like a dishwasher in there, and she was like, but it wasn't built into anything, it was just kind of in the corner. And she's like, so the last guy here had this dishwasher, and he didn't take it with him. It works really well. He just like drained it through the sink. If you just want to like hook up a tube to the back and then like do your dishes over here. And I was like, I don't think I'd rather just not have one, actually, if I were to. And it's like not even in the kitchen. It's like over this counter thing, and there's like a tube that reached over into the sink to drain it. And I was like, this is horrible. And
that's like when you let a 10-year-old play The Sims.
Yeah, it was just really gross apartment. And I was like, okay, well, I walked out and I was like, oh yeah, there's no washer dryer. And she's like, yeah, well, some of the units have it and some don't. And I was like, all right, well, this one doesn't. And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, well, I think it's safe to say I probably won't want this. Maybe if I get real desperate, I'll send you an email. That's like what I said to her.
I think
like, she doesn't care. She drives a fucking Porsche Cayenne. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened. And then I toured another place, and it was kind of cool. But it was like kind of not super in Austin. And then this place that I'm in now is like, 4 miles north of where I work, and it's like super close to grocery stores and rents. It has a washer dryer, has a dishwasher. Like, it's, you know, it's everything, man. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know. So I was like, give me that spot. And then they did. And I was like, hell yeah, let's move in ASAP. Whoa. So I moved in. I like sent in an application on like Tuesday, Monday night after I like looked at it on Monday. And then just all week was like trying to get shit in order to move in. So
that's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, no, it's cool. It's just, yeah, it's nice to, I mean, it's, you probably saw my Snapchat. I did a tour of it.
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's also like, oh God, I have nothing. I brought so little with me to Texas, and I was not thinking for the future. But also, a lot of the furniture we had in Indiana was like, I probably didn't want that here anyway. So
yeah, and it sucks to move with furniture anyway.
Oh God, driving 20 something hours to move here was like hard enough. If I had to bring a U-Haul and shit, man.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that would have sucked even more. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And then like 2 weeks, I'm going to be back in Indiana for like a wedding. It's crazy. Life's crazy right now. Life is buck crazy. Wild.
Buck wild. In the Buckeye State. Just kidding. That's Ohio.
Yeah. Buck wild in the Crossroads State.
Nope. That's Indiana.
Yeah.
Buck wild in the Volunteer State.
That's Tennessee. I don't know what Texas, the Longhorn State? I don't fucking know.
Buck wild in the Tex-Mex capital of the world.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah, Tex-Mex is actually really big in Idaho. I don't know if anyone knew that, but if that's actually the Tex-Mex capital of the world. Okay, that joke did not land. All right, so, yeah, how's your month, baby boy?
Man, gosh darn ding dong blur. I've been going out a lot.
I believe
it. Which is crazy. Destiny came out, so I've been playing that a lot.
Same.
Honestly, yeah, it's been weird. I've been way more social. Like the transition from August into September, and now September into October has been so good. I've been working out a lot more. I've been way less depressed.
Nice.
And
same.
Yeah. And so that's been nice. But you wanna
dive in to that date with the dad bod?
I think I can dive right in. I think they'd be okay with me.
We're just gonna dive right in.
So
we're just gonna dive in.
Baby girl, hold your breath. We about to get so wet. Swimming in your body.
Those are the words?
Yes.
We're about to get so wet? What
yeah,
is she,
might
a
be,
slip
it's
and slide?
We're about to get so wet or you're about to. No, that song is gross. Hold on. We gotta talk about this song.
I feel affronted right now.
Dive In is a song by popular recording artist Trey Songz. Splash. Baby girl, that's your waterfall. Feel it coming down on me, so crazy. Yeah, girl, I love the way your body talk. Come a little closer just like that. Keep on talking, girl, you got me. Wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know. Wanting to feel the way you flow. Ooh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to dive in.
Baby, I hope it's not a surprise.
Breath. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a surprise either.
Sex should always be agreed upon.
I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We about to get so wet. Swimming God. In your body, let me dive in.
Ew.
You know ain't no running around this pool. Going
what?
Under just for you. Baby, you. Watch me stroke. Oh. Left stroke. Oh, right stroke.
God.
Back stroke.
What's he doing?
Girl, there ain't no running around this pool.
Huh? I hope not. Who the fuck run? Why would you run? What's running have to do with anything? Is he talking about like a whirlpool? Like when kids are in like this small pool that's like 4.5 feet deep and they run in a circle?
And they make that whirlpool happen? I hope there aren't children involved.
That's a good point. All right, well, now that I have a boner, we can get right into Date with a Dad Bod.
Yeah. So I'm going to hit that music.
Oh, I bet you missed this Date with a Dad Bod music for the last month.
I actually did a lot.
Maybe. Should you imagine that you're checked into a hotel? It's been a long day of driving. You take the elevator up 7 floors. Elevator doors open. You step outside with your luggage. You roll it down the carpet. Oh, you hit a bump. You take your key card out. You open that door.
Can you please do that again?
You put your key card in. You open that door.
So good. That is such a good noise. Oh my God.
You put your luggage down on the bed and you unzip it. You pull out some swim trunks and you go down there. To the complimentary pool, you walk in. It's real hot. It's real sticky.
Steamy.
Oh, it's so steamy. You hear kids across the other end of the pool, but it sounds like they're right next to you because the acoustics are really weird because there's water.
Jimmy! Jimmy, look!
And then you fucking dive in, baby girl, hold your breath.
Oh, man.
And the ASMR bit's down.
You're like the Michael Winslow of our generation.
He was my favorite character in Family Matters. That's Carl Winslow.
I know. I wins know who it is. yeah, so if anyone doesn't know who Michael Winslow is, just watch Police Academy. He's the guy who makes all the funny sounds with his mouth. Also, I'm pretty sure the only black guy in the movie, so that's unfortunate. But yeah.
So
we doing D with the DB?
D with the DB, babies. So I got to catch you all up.
Yeah.
In this last month, man, Serena. I've been seeing Sorbet a lot.
Parfait, my favorite of mistresses.
Every time I say her name, I'm gonna use a different S name for the rest of the bit. Okay.
Okay.
So, Sandra and I.
Okay.
We've been going out a lot lately, still, and there were a lot of opportunities for me to, you know, let her know what's up, like I've been saying I would for a long time, and I'm here to tell you guys today. The story about the Chattanooga, Tennessee Aquarium.
Oh, shit. I forgot this happened.
So.
Oh, no. It doesn't seem like it's good.
Well, hold, it's a story. So.
Okay.
I was gonna kind of lay it all out before I went to Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. But that didn't happen. So I come back from Wisconsin. We hang out a few times, and then the plan is that we're going to go to the Tennessee Aquarium at Chattanooga on Sunday, October 1st.
And my home.
What?
My home.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
My home city.
So.
Good aquarium.
I was in Indiana the day before.
Ooh.
For Austin and Miranda's baby shower. So my plan was I'm going to leave early in the morning, drive back to Nashville, take a shower, pick her up. We're going to go to Chattanooga. I ended up playing poker in Indiana, going to a bonfire, falling asleep at 2 a.m. on Sunday, October 1st. Woke up at 4 a.m. on Sunday, October 1st. Drove to Tennessee, got home, took a shower.
It's a lot.
Picked up Sasha, and we get in the car, and we drive to Chattanooga. So it was so freaking fun. Man, Chattanooga, like downtown Chattanooga is a very cool city. Like, we're on the riverfront side, and I think that's what they call it, like the riverfront district or whatever down there. But like,
no idea.
It's really freaking cool. So the aquarium is separated into two big buildings. There's the freshwater one and the saltwater one. And so we start in the freshwater one, and we get there just in time for the otter show. And I learned a crap ton about otters. They're all super active. There's like this, it's like this four level exhibit too, where there's all, there's like these big tanks of like freshwater fish. And that crap gets me so anxious. It was insane, man. There were these things called like, I don't even know what they were, but they were gigantic river monsters. And every time you looked into a different part of the glass or like looked deeper into the darkness, you'd see one move. And it scared the crap out of me.
Oh, no.
But it was a lot of fun. I was just spazzing out the whole time. Then we go to the sea saltwater one, meet some penguins, learn some facts about penguins.
Hell yeah.
And all this shit. And then, so like we spent all day at this aquarium. It's a blast. She's awesome. She's loving it. It was so fun. And then we leave, and we're just walking around downtown Chattanooga, and she's like, man, you know what I haven't had in a while?
Cotton candy.
And I'm like,
let's go find some cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this food truck right outside the aquarium, and it sells, like, candy and, like, ice cream and stuff. And I was like, hey, can I have a pink cotton candy and a blue cotton candy, please? And the lady said, we're out of cotton candy. And I was like, damn it. So I asked the lady, I'm like, is there any other place we can find cotton candy around here? And she's like, actually, if you go to the IMAX theater across the street, there might be some cotton candy. And I'm like, okay.
It's good news to hear.
Yeah. So I'm like, Susie, let's cross the street real quick and find you some cotton candy. And she's like, all right, let's
hold
do
my
it.
Hand.
I should have said that.
You're obviously a child because your name is Susie.
Susie. Little Susie.
Yeah.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Remember that song?
No.
Okay.
So we go to the IMAX theater and I walk inside.
We, yeah,
and
we
like,
can leave it at that.
There's
yeah.
a dude behind the concession stand. I was like, sir, I want two of your finest cotton candies, please. And he gives me the last blue and pink cotton candy in the entire immediate area.
Wow.
So... she takes the pink cotton candy, and I take the blue cotton candy, and we go to the river, and we sit down. And
gender like, norms.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Love it.
So we we go down by the river, and she, like, devours this cotton candy. She's like, man, I really loved this cotton candy. And I was like, I'm glad you got your cotton candy. I had no idea how dire this situation really was. I had, like, a little bit of mine, and so I just held on to it. So we walk around Chattanooga, we're getting ready to leave, and I'm like, what do you want to do for dinner? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, let's just try something local, because I've never been here in a long time, and I don't know when we'd be able to come back. So we ate at this place called Blue Plate. We ate outside, because the weather was beautiful. Mm. And then we got in the car, we're driving home, just talking and laughing, and we get to her apartment.
Nice.
And, like, I get out of the car, and we hug, and we're like, thanks, that was fun. And then she turned around and went inside, and I got in my car, and started driving away.
Classic.
Yeah.
Just like I always do.
Cameron.
But!
May I interrupt?
The story's not over.
God.
The story's not over.
So I get on the highway.
You get a text.
Nope. I look down on the floorboard of the passenger seat, and there's my cotton candy, which on the way home I was like, you got to take this cotton candy because I'm really not going to eat it, and I know how much you love it now. Like, goodness gracious, I've never seen anyone eating cotton candy at the rate that you did. I didn't say that, but I wanted to because holy crap. So I look down. I'm like, nah, this isn't right. And I get off on an exit, and I get immediately back on, and I go back, and I call her, and I'm like, hey, you left this cotton candy in my car. And she's like, no, I didn't, because I'm not taking your cotton candy. And I was like, I don't want this cotton candy, and you're going to take it. And she's like, no, you better not drive back here. Just give me that cotton candy. And I was like, I'm already here.
Too late.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, my gosh, fine. And, like, we're flirting about it. So she comes down. I roll down the window. I'm like, sit down. I have to talk to you about something. She's like, okay.
Oh, shit.
And I go, I'm not great at talking about where I stand and, like, everything that's going on. And I'm like, I just feel like there's kind of an elephant in the room. And I need to be 100% honest with you because I feel like you deserve that. And I'm like, moving forward, I love hanging out with you. I really enjoy spending time with you. I know you're super busy. And so the fact that you put aside all this time lately to just hang out with me when we can is really cool. And I like that. I'm like, I'm not trying to change your life. I'm not trying to, you know, make anything weird. I just, if you ever get to a point where you want to be with someone who respects that and enjoys spending time with you, I have a lot to offer, and I hope that that can be me. And she says, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, I just ruined the day, like, made it weird. She's like, no, this is honestly, like, the least weird conversation I've ever had about something like this. And she's like, I appreciate your honesty. I was just in a long relationship where I didn't feel like I had a lot of control. And she's like, I don't want to start something if I feel like I can't do it right. And I was like, that's totally fine. I understand. And she's like, but I do really appreciate it. And she's like, I love spending time with you too. And like, the reason I do is because I have this time and I like being around you. She's like, today was one of the most fun days I've ever had. And so we hugged and I'm like, thanks again. And I was like, here's your cotton candy. She's like, can't believe you drove back just to give you this cotton candy. I was like, I'm not going to eat the cotton candy. And so she laughed, and then she laughed. And then normally at the end of dates with her, I will text her when I get home and be like, I do this sandwich of risk. You know what I mean? In a text. So you, the first word, the first sentence is like something super normal. Then you put something risky in as the second sentence. Then you end it with something normal.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so, never, like, normally I would be like, yeah, hey, thanks again for today. I really love spending time with you. Like, it's been really great getting to know you. It's something I would used to say. And then I would end it with, like, have a good night, exclamation point or something.
Yeah.
So she texted me, which she never does anyway. She's, like, the worst texter in the entire world. And she said, thank you so much for today. It was honestly amazing, and I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Have a safe drive home. And then she sent me a picture of the empty cotton candy thing and said, also, yes, I already ate all of the cotton candy. So everything's fine, you know? Like, I didn't make anything weird is what I feel like that means. And so that was cool, and I was like, thanks for coming with me. It was seriously the best. Totally worth the drive. I knew you wanted that damn cotton candy. She's like, it's called being polite. Duh. I wasn't going to eat your dessert unless I knew 10,000% you didn't want it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Gotcha. So, and then she put up pictures that she had taken from the aquarium and tagged me in it. Which is
whoa, a
very public acknowledgement that this motherfucker took you me to the aquarium. Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Right? You know, it's funny. As millennials,
that actually kind of is a
big-ish deal.
And I want T-Mama, I want Mal, I want anyone who feels like they can put some professional input in here. Tell me if I, because I actually, for the very first time ever, have some freaking
praise
confidence. And I'm like,
God, yeah, right? Jesus,
I'm
thank
like,
you,
man. This is going well. Things are good. Like, I did what I have to do. Ball's in her court. Like, well.
Phrasing.
Yeah, phrasing. But, I know. But that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm getting dinner with her tonight.
Nice. I'm glad everything with Sandra went well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sandy's a really good girl.
Yeah. Celica's pretty great.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, Seamstress is fun. That's an occupation.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg is, I really like spending time with her.
Yes.
So that's my date with the dad bod, Chad. Yeah. I would love to move on now because I'm all embarrassed.
Oh, God. Cameron's like, oh, I told this girl I like her, and we're probably going to fuck, but I'm embarrassed. I'm just kidding. Sorry. But I'm embarrassed because, oh, the feelings might be mutual. Okay, Cam. All right. Suck a dick. You know what? Suck a dick, Cameron. I've been trying to find love forever. I'm just mad at you. I'm just kidding. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks, buddy. You got a date with a dad bod
for
me?
Wait, what?
You got a date with a dad bod for me?
Yeah, I have several.
Yeah! Let's do it! Oh, wait.
We should probably take a quick break to let you know about some of our buddies here in the quadratic equation.
Did you forget the name of our fucking
no
podcast network?
No, I didn't.
Is that real? That just happened?
No, it's been a month.
Everyone in the quadratic equation, I'm sorry that Cam's a bitch and forgot about you. Forgot you existed.
No, I didn't forget they existed. It's just been a month.
Oh, you just forgot our name.
We haven't been promoting them because we haven't put out new episodes, so I just wanted to make sure I said it right.
And yeah, it's a quadratic equation. Here's a quick word from our friends at the Quadratic Equation Network.
Here at Stuffed Up University, students are exposed to only the finest art, literature, and music. But this summer, there's a new group on campus.
It smells like paint.
The Rogue Riffers. They just don't seem to have the same respect for film.
Oh, God, that movie broke me.
You're like Night of the Demons, you can eat it.
Other cultures.
I'm sort of a vampire.
Okay, so like your wife is a vampire and she wants you to convert to vampirism and you're not sure, so you know, you're doing the classes. You know, you don't know if you're going to do the confirmation.
I don't want to have an adult bat mitzvah.
Music.
The name of the band is Reggie B and the Jizz Whalin' Ya Doggies. The 1996 album Fool's Paradise features tracks like She Does It Real Good, Oh No Not Again, Did It Feel All Right, and Have You Seen It?
Well, that's, you know.
I feel like that is the concept album that describes a sex act gone terribly wrong.
Sorry, I was jizz wailing so hard that it flew out the window.
Or even each other.
Hey, you turds done.
I don't know.
Find them in theaters or in your earphones this summer. You can also go to roguegriffers.wordpress.com or search SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Rogue Riffers are an integral part of the quadratic equation.